thinking big thoughts so you don't have to. Here's John Williams.
Lots to do in this hour of the show. We'll start with Jim Banks, the Republican congressman from Indiana, who has agreed to come on our show. We reached out to a lot of the Republican congressmen in the state and area and didn't get a lot of yeses. I appreciate him coming back to the program. He'll be on in just a minute. Also, I just want to share with you some of the texts that we're getting. If you text to 312-981-7200, give me a moment when Mom made it better. We'll pick from one of these and give you tickets to My Fair Lady here in Chicago. John, in second grade, I was a Cub Scout and had to sell donuts for a fundraiser. I was terrified. My mother insisted that I go up the street to a certain neighbor's house, and then she called ahead to that neighbor and said, please buy donuts, even if you don't want them, and I'll pay for them when I get there. So the lady bought 2 dozen donuts from me, and after that, my fear was gone, and I sold donuts like they were going out of style, says Jerry. John, I was in trouble in junior high for hacking into the school's central server. Oh, wow. My goal was to anger some of the kids that picked on me. I was going to delete their social studies projects. I was in deep, facing expulsion. When my mom sat down with the principal, here's what happened. She berated the principal for having low standards of computer security and not challenging my technical mind enough. He wouldn't be bored enough to pull this off if you had better programming classes to keep him stimulated, she said. The principal recoiled. All I got was a 3-day suspension. Mom made it better that day. John, rewind to Thanksgiving 1978. My boyfriend, Bill, was invited to have dinner with my family that year. Our oven decided to conk out that day. Turkey was stuffed, ready to go, but no oven. I was, albeit selfishly, freaking out. Mom pulled off the impossible, cooked the entire meal on the stovetop. Mom's gone now. I treasure that memory. Yeah. Okay, keep them coming, little or small. It could just be a moment Mom patted you on the back, said the right words, made you feel better. I heard yesterday from a woman who said that she had had a medical procedure and she lost her hair. And in gym class, while she was wearing her wig, everybody had to do somersaults. She said, I don't want to do somersaults. The gym coach said, you have to do the somersaults. And she did, and her wig came off. And all of the students laughed. And the gym teacher laughed, too. So she got up. She ran out of the class crying. Was crying when she saw her mom. Her mom said, you're beautiful inside. You're beautiful outside. Don't worry about them. Sometimes that's all it takes. And she remembers that to this day. This day, here's what you do when that happens. You get a lawyer. I mean, I don't know when this happened, but that sort of thing, are you kidding me? If my kid came home with that story, I think I'd get a baseball bat and a good attorney, and the attorney's either going to sue the school or defend me when I beat up the principal. But are you kidding me? You did that? It's 210. On a phone line is Jim Banks, the Republican from Indiana, joining us again here on WGN Radio. Jim, welcome back to the show. How are you this afternoon?
Hey, good afternoon. It's great to be with you again.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming on. So tell me what your take is on the FBI, the president firing FBI Director James Comey.
Well, there are a couple of different ways to look at this. First of all, I believe the president was highly justified in making a change at the FBI. Whether it was activities that occurred during the election last year, even as a Republican, I cringed at Director Comey inserting himself in the political process and the Hillary email investigation and other related issues during election 2016. Fast forward to recent weeks and months, and Director Comey has continued to make missteps and mistakes, whether it was the testimony last week before the Congress that was inaccurate that he had to clean up, or other related examples of Director Comey politicizing the position that he's in. I think the president was very much justified in making a change. However, the timing was highly suspicious of when the president made the change and decision that he did. So I believe, as a Republican member of Congress, a new member of Congress, that the president could answer a number of unanswered questions and put a number of these issues to rest that are distracting him and the Congress from fulfilling his agenda and our agenda by addressing the American people and giving them a better explanation about why now.
Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it? I mean, we can go back and forth on whether or not Comey should or should not have issued that letter in October of last year, and what do we make of some of his missteps since? But the timing looks so bad. I mean, would you have advised the president to fire Comey now, knowing that Comey and his bureau are investigating the president? What would you have told him to do if he said, I want to fire him?
Well, I don't advise the president, and maybe that's the issue.
Well, I do.
The advice that he's receiving. But I think the timing distracts from the overall, the bigger issue. The justification is there. We know now that low morale at the FBI with the politicizing of the position of the director of the FBI. It is a good time and justification for a change overall at the FBI. But the timing and the aftermath of subpoenas being issued related to the Russian investigation from the election and President Trump's advisors' relations to Russia, the timing stinks. So I hope that the president will answer some of the unanswered questions, direct them toward the American people, and explain himself better than what he has done so far.
Why do you say that the morale at the FBI is low?
Well, a number of reports and stories in recent days in the aftermath of the firing would suggest that even a number of employees and leaders at the FBI would agree that new leadership is needed to repair the trust and integrity of the institution of the FBI. So that's my sense. That's my opinion and belief that new leadership at the FBI can move the institution forward, restore the credibility of the organization, as well as the related to the ongoing investigation at the FBI of the Russian influence and relation to President Trump's advisors. The conclusion of that investigation will have a lot more credibility under new leadership at the FBI.
Well, I must
so it's
be
time
reading
to move forward. The president has an opportunity to do that.
I must be reading the wrong newspapers or watching the wrong TV stations. I mean, you know, it's sort of like what is the morale in the Navy? I mean, the Federal Bureau of Investigation has thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of employees all around the country and all around the world. So I'm not exactly sure what the morale at the FBI means. It's like, what's the morale of tall people? I'm not exactly sure if you can get a sense of that. But the deputy director of the FBI says the morale is good, and that he was, or didn't say the morale was good, said that Comey was liked and respected. The FBI agent I talked to yesterday, who had three decades in the FBI, said that he was liked and respected. I had not heard that Comey was widely disliked. In fact, I'm reading the opposite.
Well, whether we could argue about that and whether or not he's liked or disliked, the very fact that both Republicans and Democrats have been calling for a change at the FBI in recent months is a testament that new leadership is needed, as the FBI has lost the trust of the American people. The director, Comey, has lost the trust of the American people in his leadership at the FBI. That's why I believe the change was justified. Again, the timing, highly suspect, and a better explanation is deserved and needed from the president to move forward and put this to rest so that we can focus on the bigger issues impacting our country to move us forward.
Well, that's the problem, too, isn't it? I mean, isn't it funny how the president trolled all of the Democrats or anybody that disagrees with him yesterday? Yesterday of all of the days, right? That was the day that you want to at least get everybody on page and put on the best presentation as you can. And what does he do? He has Henry Kissinger there. When you think Kissinger, you think Nixon. You don't want to send that message out if you're Donald Trump. And then the other picture that emerged yesterday was his meeting with Russian diplomats. And this whole thing is about his administration being too cozy with the Russians. And then there he is, meeting with Russian diplomats. It's almost as if he's thumbing his nose at any and everybody that disagrees with him or questions him.
So that's a possibility, or just being politically tone deaf in the moment, a possibility as well. Regardless, these are distractions I think the president can easily put to rest if he explains himself better, why the timing occurred when it did, and we can move beyond this and begin to focus on the bigger issues of the day. But I do agree that the timing was suspect, And I believe that the president could fix all of this by better addressing and explaining the situation to the American people. I hope that that's what he will do.
Yeah, me too. So you don't think we need a special investigation then?
Well, I have yet to arrive at a point where a special prosecutor would be needed when an ongoing FBI investigation is already occurring. And I still think that in the president choosing a new leader at the FBI will give that investigation a great deal of more credibility. A number of good names are already rising to the top. Overall, the president needs to pick someone who is nonpartisan with good judgment and who can restore the credibility and integrity of the institution of the FBI. And there are a lot of good names out there of individuals that he could choose to do that. So I'm optimistic that the president will move swiftly and do that. But at the same time, he would do himself a favor and our country a favor if he would explain the timing of his situation a little bit better than what he has.
Congressman Banks, you've been on my show a couple times, but we don't go way back. What is your district? What's the region that you serve?
I represent Northeast Indiana. So Fort Wayne is the largest city in my district. Also to the west, I represent Warsaw, which is the orthopedic capital of the world. we very much are affiliated with Chicago. We have a lot of us are Cubs fans over in our part of the state. So I'm a big fan personally of your station. So that's why I'm happy to come on your show once again.
No, I'm really glad you did, particularly since yesterday we had on your counterpart, if you will. We had from the Chicago suburbs a Democratic congressman. And this thing is probably going to fall along political lines, which is discouraging, I think, to all of us. But I will certainly echo what you're saying, that the president would help everyone, including you, by the way, if he would speak more carefully and hopefully honestly about this. What are you hearing from your constituents there in Indiana?
Well, overall, my constituents expect us to get the work done that we promised that we would do, from repealing and replacing Obamacare to the focus on tax reform, continuing to roll back the massive amount of regulations that have been placed on the American economy over the past 8 years. That's what my constituents expect. So I think largely they see issues like these as a big distraction that gets in the way from fulfilling the promises and commitment that we made in the election last year. So that you're right. The president could help all of us and lead like a president is supposed to lead by putting to rest some of these questions so that we can move on and address the big issues of the day.
But you're not on the record on a special investigator on this.
No, I'm not. I am looking forward, though, as I understand it. Former Director Comey will testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee next week. And that's a good opportunity for the senators, the Republican and Democrat senators in that committee to ask some of the tough questions that haven't been answered. What did Director Comey know? And hopefully that committee is open and transparent to the public so that we can learn more from testimony then. I'm not at a point yet where I see something that rises to the level of calling for a special prosecutor, especially since that ongoing FBI investigation is continuing. And I have full faith that investigation will carry through, but it would add a lot of credibility under nonpartisan and better leadership at the FBI when it concludes.
You know, the president said in that letter that three times Comey told him he was not under investigation. He was asked specifically about that today, and he said that he asked the director if he was under investigation, and the director said, no, you're not, at least in one instance. They didn't then say, did he do that three separate times? But there is the president saying unequivocally he asked, and unequivocally the director said, you are not under investigation. Do you believe the president? And do you believe the president all the time? Do you think that he's lying to the American public sometimes? And do you believe him on this one?
I have no reason not to believe the president. The statement in the letter was confusing. Again, I think that's probably a good question that one of the senators on the Senate Intelligence Committee could ask Director Comey next week.
And yeah, you bet they are.
If one of the senators do, then we might have a good answer about that.
Well, We might have a conflicting answer, and that's kind of what I'm wondering. Now what am I going to do with that? But I'm putting the cart before the horse. Pardon me. Keep going.
I'm looking forward to the hearing and learning more from that committee next week. As I know that all members of the Congress on both sides of the aisle are hopeful to learn more in coming days from testimonies like the testimony that we expect. I think even ongoing testimony in other committees this week as well. There's a lot more to learn here, and I'll keep an open mind, as I always hope to do as a member of Congress, and look forward to learning more.
What else are you working on in Washington, D.C. right now? Healthcare, taxes, what are you working on?
There is nothing more important than, as far as I'm concerned, than seeing our military restored to its full strength to confront the threats that we face. We've already been talking about Russia a little bit. I just returned a few weeks ago from Eastern Europe and learning more about the Russian threat in that region, the very complicated threat that we are faced with in Russia, complicated threats in China, the very real and pressing threat that we face in North Korea, Iran, and then the continued threats that we face from ISIS and radical terrorist groups around the globe. Yet our military is as weakened to a point today as we've seen in my lifetime. We have serious threats to the readiness of the American military that can't be confronted until we fully fund the military and move away from the flawed budgeting practices of sequestration and the Budget Control Act, which since 7 years ago, since that was passed, we've seen a 21% cut of the American military. That's startling when we face the threats that we do. So as a member of the Armed Services Committee, that is what I'm fully focused on, and I look forward to seeing a restoration of the full strength of the military.
Hmm. Let you and I talk about some of those issues down the road, too. Thanks for coming on with us this afternoon, Jim.
Look forward to it. Thank you very much. Go Cubs.
Yeah, when you come to town for a game, let me know. We'll go together. It'll be fun.
Sounds good to me.
Representative Jim Banks from Indiana.